Just to say, Kula Prabha has put some of the questions I've raised up on the board. She's still got the perfection of... You've still got patience and, yeah, then you'll have virya and meditation to do. Keep her busy. You know, keeps her out of trouble. I'm going to just do the perfection of strength and the perfection of meditation. I'm not going to do the perfection of wisdom because that's Kula Prabha's department. And I do love her, yeah. And I'm not going to do the dedication because that's just lovely. It's the Bodhisattva bell. I'll say a little bit about the perfection of strength. So this is chapter 7. The perfection of strength or enthusiasm or the perfection of vigour. So I like that it refers to this as joyful effort. It's joy in the wholesome. It's energy in the pursuit of the good. It's characterised by joy. Because I suppose, effort is sometimes a problem, isn't it? You know, you talk about effort with people and that raises questions immediately of willfulness and so on and so forth. So, you know, in this chapter you can get into that sort of discussion. You know, people put pressure on themselves and they don't make effort in the right sort of way. Don't understand about balanced effort. So I think it's quite good that it's characterised by joy. And to bring that out, it's joyful effort, joy in the wholesome, energy in pursuit of the good. And how to practice against laziness. And laziness has three aspects, doesn't it, in this text, which is sloth, sleeping. So this is the first one, sloth as in sleeping, just sleeping. Not being disillusioned with conditioned existence and not reflecting on conditioned existence. So you're just kind of a bit dull and sleepy and sloth and torpory. So having a perspective on death, again, death and impermanence, probably helps that tendency to just kind of sink into conditioned existence. So first of all, laziness is laziness as sloth. And then secondly, attraction to the bad or clinging to the vile. Lovely terminology, isn't it? Verse 15, how is that put? Why do I enjoy frivolous amusements and the like? Well, just because we like them, basically. But anyway. Yeah. And the third one is the interesting one. Despising oneself out of despondency or self-contempt. This is a form of laziness. I'll try, but, you know, I don't really want to shout. Despising oneself out of despondency or self-contempt is a form of laziness. So this is quite an interesting point of discussion, isn't it? Because we were talking this morning about with our conditioning we bring lack of confidence, lack of self-confidence, lack of self-worth to our Dharma practice. So even Shantideva acknowledges and realises that this is it's not good for us and we need to kind of use virya, joy in the wholesome, as an antidote. So topic of conversation there. So it's kind of sapping their energy, isn't it? Let's find the verse. Yes, I should never indulge in despondency by entertaining such thoughts as, how shall I ever awaken? For the Tathagatas who speak what is true have uttered this truth. If they develop the strength of their exertion, even those who are flies, mosquitoes, bees and insects will win the unsurpassable awakening, which is so hard to find. So if a flea can do it, so can we. We could burst into song. Bees do it, fleas do it, whatever it is. We could rewrite that song. And I think it's the same in Gampopa, isn't it? The jewel ornament talks about. Let's take my top off. Help. Despondency is a form of laziness, as is, you know, business and being busy. Busyness is a form of laziness. So that's one for us, isn't it? We can get very, very busy with worthwhile things, making money. So we have to be clear about our motivation. Oops. Yeah, busyness, I suppose busyness takes you to the surface of life and you're not really engaged with the meaning, are you? So even Dharma, working for the Dharma, you can get into busyness, can't you? Ambition and all kinds of things.
Yeah. So there are discussions in this chapter, I think, about the nature of effort, balanced effort, you know, not forcing oneself, but, you know, you need to have an edge, all those kind of discussions. And so Shantideva gives us, doesn't he, supports for developing virya. Aspiration, steadfastness, joy and rest. Now, Stiramati and Kate Crosby in the chapter on virya, in their introduction, they think that the chapter's been read wrongly in the past. So I think in Matix, it was seen that those were the supports of energy, aspiration, steadfastness, joy and rest, and then the rest of the chapter explored those four, which are in verse 31. But Stiramati and Kate say, well, then 32 goes on to a different set of qualities which you need to cultivate energy. So you've got supports and then you need to cultivate and maintain it. So it'd be good to, you know, read that in the introduction and kind of get clear which verses apply to what. If you were going to lead study on it, you need to kind of get that sorted. One of the topics he talks about, because one of those qualities that we need to cultivate, they're aspiration, self-confidence, joy, rest, renunciation and self-control. So there's six of them. Is self-confidence. So he explores self-confidence and how self-confidence is different from self-importance. So he does see a very positive value in self-confidence and being confident in what you're doing and making decisions and so on. So we don't want to fall into despondency, but we don't want to fall into self-importance either. And self-confidence, if you like, is the Dharma door, isn't it? It's a positive pride, pride in oneself. That comes up in the first chapter. I'm now a member of the Buddha's family. That sort of positive pride that we can take in ourselves. So very important for us who, you know, who can fall into lack of self-confidence, self-worth. Okay, that's all I've got to say on virya, actually. Don't have very much to say. It's a long chapter, but there's lots in it.